This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Brianna Gabriel, and I am interviewing Ramona Ramirez in Washington Heights on March 21st, 2020. Do you give me permission to record this oral history?
Yes.
Okay, the first question is, where did Jerome grow up?
I was born in Dominican Republic, and I basically grew up there my entire life until I was 17 years old.
Why did you leave your country of origin?
My mom, she wants a better life for her children, so she made the decision to come to the United States of America. I first came here for maybe 2-3 times as just vacation per se, and then later on, like on my third travel, I decided to stay here just because there's more opportunity and a better life. So after coming here and you know, coming from a third country and see a developing country, I made the decision. I talked to my mom and I said, I know you don't want us to live here, but at the same time, I feel like we need to stay because there's more opportunity education-wise and some other things that we don't have in my country.
What do you miss about your country of origin?
I miss my family, you know, my friends, the food, you know, the country itself with their beaches, their river. It's the Caribbean. So it's, you know, you miss a lot, especially here with the weather and all of that. But most likely my family and friends.
What don't you miss about your country of origin?
Well, I guess what I don't miss is the criminals, I guess. I would say the politics. You know, the lack of opportunity in all means, education, work, social service, and so on.
What did your friends and family say when you told them you were leaving?
At the beginning, my mom was like really shocked. She was like, no, 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 you're not gonna leave in the United States, specifically here in New York City. So she was like, you're not staying in New York, so you have to come back, and I'm gonna go there, and if you don't come, we're gonna have problems. And I say, mommy, I made my decision. I'm going to stay here, and I promise you I'm going to go to school. And we got a deal where she was like, okay, I let you stay there. Because I think, yeah, I was like 17, 18 at the time. So she told me that's the only way that I will let you in. I mean, stay there. If you promise me that you will go to school. So I made my promise, and I kept it. So, yes.
What were your expectations of the United States?
At the beginning, my first trip here, I was crying. I didn't want to be here. It was really shocking for me. But then on my third time when I came here, I learned more about the city. I was able to like get my way around. So, you know, I start liking the whole thing about live here. And I start working, I start making some money. I kind of like the fact that I have the opportunity to go to work, to get money. You know, so different if you think about the R, where you don't find jobs the way that you can find it here. So I think what really caught my attention was the opportunity for me just to find. I remember my first job was in the beauty salon. So it's, you know, the fact that you can go outside and kind of like get a job easily, that what really calls my attention.
Tell me about your journey to New York. Like, what did it entail? Did it go according to plan?
Actually, when I came on my third trip here, I was not planning to stay. It was just like a regular trip where it was like a 2 weeks thing and then go back. So my mom bought my flight and she was like, okay, see you in a few weeks. And then I made my decision and I was like, no, I'm gonna stay. But technically, you know, it was like a regular trip to New York City on my vacation from my school. But nothing major or anything like that. It was just the fact that I never went back to my country.
When and with whom did you come to New York City?
The first time was with my mom and my brother. We all three came together in 1998. I think 1999, the summer of 1999, I think it was. So we all three came together.
How did New York City meet and fail your expectation? Like, what disappointed you about New York and what made you like, this is amazing?
Well, like I said, the opportunity that I saw when I came here, job related, that was something that called, you know, that really kind of like made me stay here. Then as I, you know, here and then you start learning and you see that you want to live here, you have a dream where, you know, everybody want to come to America and people want to have a better life. So I think that's what made me stay here. Like, I want to go to school, I want to have education, I want to have a job. And as you go and you see people and you meet people, then you realize, you know, the discrimination, and because you're coming from a foreign country and you don't speak the language and so forth. But I think really, let's say the American dream where, you know, you want to have an education, you want to have a home, you want to have a job. But at the same time, when you have so many things like people discriminating because you were Latina, you don't speak English well, or blah, blah, blah. That's something that really can make you feel some type of way.
How were you received upon arriving in your neighborhood?
When I first came here, I went to the Bronx to my mom's brother, my uncle. And we really, I mean, it was like a week or so that we stayed in the Bronx. Then we came to Washington Heights. I had a cousin, and he lives in the neighborhood in Washington Heights. So we came from the Bronx to Washington Heights, which to me was totally different because the Bronx, I saw like a whole different world. And then here in Washington Heights, I saw so many people from my town.
From your country, right?
Yeah. And DR, from DR in my town.
Yeah.
So to me, it was like, okay. Oh, look at here. Look at this. Look at that. So in the neighborhood in Washington Heights, I felt more comfortable than in the Bronx. So I guess that it was something like, you know, I saw people from my country and businesses. So to me, it was not like a drastically impact.
How did you adjust to a new language and a new culture in New York City?
Like I said, in Washington Heights, there's a lot of Dominicans, right? So you can go anywhere and everybody speak the language. Everybody speaks Spanish and you don't have to worry about When I first, after my beauty salon job, I went to another one. I ended up working in a restaurant as a waitress. And back in DR, when I was planning to come to this country, I started learning English. So I had a basic knowledge of English. Not like proficiency in English, but some basic stuff. So when I started working at the restaurant, I started seeing customers that they didn't speak Spanish. I realized that I have to start learning English, learning English for, let's say, academic purpose. So I made the decision and I was like, you know what? I got to go to school, which I also promised to my mom. So I decide, you know what? I'm going to keep working, of course, because I need to work. But then I start working at, I start going to a school. So I learn English as a second language.
How do you think being bilingual serves you as a person who lives in New York City?
It helps me a lot because, you know, I'm a bilingual, like in my job right now. I work for FEMA and it's Region 2, which covers New York, New Jersey, Puerto Rico, and USBI. So I have the opportunity to serve Puerto Rico, which the main language is Spanish. So being able to communicate in both languages is really a skill for me, especially in my job. You know, people go to me and say, Ramon, I need you to translate this for me, or I need you to coordinate a meeting, whatever the case it is. But it helps and serves me in such a way that it's a skill for me, be bilingual.
How has your neighborhood changed since your arrival?
Oh my God, I have like about 20 years here. I think 20, yeah, something like that, 21. And it's been, the way that things change is crazy, because before when I moved in this building where I live now, it was just Dominican. Now you see it's the gentrification right now is really, really, you know, going up. We got a lot of white people, we got a lot of African Americans, we got Latinos, like not only from Dominican Republic, but we also have people from Mexico, Salvador. And also, Arabi, we have people who live here. It's really, really, the gentrification is really, really increasing every single day.
What's your favorite part about living in New York?
I guess the diversity. Even though I live in Washington Heights, which is most Dominican, you see the diversity and you see all the people, you know, you learn from a lot of other people. So I get the diversity.
What would you change about the current U.S. immigration system?
That's a really good question.
Like, just like basic stuff, not something like in depth, just something really basic about.
I think that the society as a whole needs to take action and do something about it, because it's really something that's going way out of control. You know, I understand there's a lot of immigrants coming in, but I think that we should be more active and society as a whole need to be more involved. And kind of like cooperate with the authorities and help and see how we can solve this situation about all the immigrants that they don't have legal documents in this country.
How has the politics of the last decade impacted you, your experience, or anyone that you know as an immigrant in the United States?
Personally, I, you know, have family that they don't have legal documentation, and I can tell you it's really hard. when people, they don't have the ability to, now they can go and get a driver's license, but before was not that way. And, you know, people were not able to get a bank account. They were not able to get the essential services, food stamp. You know, there's so many social needs that if you don't have legal documentation, you're not entitled to. So I think that that can affect a lot of people in general.
What fears as an immigrant do you have to this day?
Well, I have, you know, concern. I'm afraid that, you know, one of my family that they don't have legal documentation, they can be arrested. They can be deported. And they have family. They have children here. So it's really concerning for me that, you know, they don't make a decision and they don't resolve the whole situation. So I guess that my fear would be that if one of my family get arrested and then deported.
How does your family deal with a mixed status household?
Well, you know, like any other issues, we try to deal with the mixed status of the household. But in general, you know, as a family, we come together and we try to go along the way and see how we can, you know, resolve any issues, not only the house, but in general, as a family.
Okay, thank you, Ramona, for your time. I appreciate your answers towards this interview.
Thank you for interviewing me. It is my pleasure. And I'm here if you need anything else.